keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach C.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another Saturday for Elon, another down-to-the-wire finish that you guys are able to win 35-34 on the road. Talk about what impressed you with your guys' ability to get that win on Saturday.
Yeah, another down-to-the-end game. You know, why should it be any different? And they're all a little slightly different, but they all seem to kind of come down to the, you know, very last play or so. But, you know, I think at the end of the day when we needed to make a play, we made a play. And, you know, that's probably the story of the game is the play that, you know, Warren Messer made on the interception.
Not unusual for him. I mean, this is, I think, the third time this season in this stretch of six wins where he's made a play, be it the safety or an interception or a sack, where he's come up big. Just and I know last week after we talked, he was put on the watch list for the Buchanan Award. Just talk about what the impact that he makes on your defense and his ability to seemingly come up with those plays each week.
Yeah, he does consistently, you know, every game. And, you know, this game actually was a little different for him because he caught a cramp in the second half and didn't play quite a bit because of leg cramps. And so, but fortunately, you know, he returned midway through the fourth quarter. And, you know, on the interception, it was just really well done by him. You know, Rhode Island was an empty, and he was mugged up over the right guard. And I thought it might be a quarterback draw, given the situation. And he popped out of there and sort of cut, you know, a stick route into the boundary. And I don't think the quarterback ever saw him. And he's got really good hands, too. So, you know, the other part of that equation is, you know, he's got to make the catch. And obviously, you know, it was a game saver or, you know, or it was going to come down to a field goal.
Offensively, first game for your guys without Malcolm Summers, who we had talked about had such a big year, but Davis Cheek certainly comes up big, throwing for 331 and three touchdowns. Just talk about his performance in the game.
Well, you know, we got off to a fast start. Davis played very well. You know, he was extremely accurate. The wide receivers did a nice job of separating and catching the football. And, you know, the thing about Davis is, you know, he makes the right reads. He puts the ball where it's got to go. And then, you know, when there's potential for a bad play, you know, he'll cut his losses and, you know, get you out of a bad play. So, you know, it's nice to have a quarterback that, you know, you have total trust in. And, you know, he plays way beyond his years right now. And, you know, it was a much-needed boost. And, you know, in the run game, like you alluded to, you know, Malcolm, you know, being out, you know, Deshaun McNair ran really well. He ran for 130 yards. And Breland Cyphers also ran well, ran for almost 50 yards. So, you know, those guys kind of picked up where Malcolm left off. And, you know, every game's different depending on who you play and, you know, the type of defense you're going to see. You know, some games you may throw it more and some games you may run it more. We thought in this particular game that, you know, that we did want to throw the ball a little bit more, and we did. And, you know, Davis put up the big numbers, and, you know, we spread the ball around real well. Wide receiver Corey Joyner had 8 catches for 185 yards. You know, Trey Lennon had 6, and Cortez Weeks had 4, a big touchdown catch. So it was pretty balanced, you know, production offensively. The only thing that, you know, was a little bit disappointing with a number of penalties in the first half, you know, that set us back a little bit. But, you know, we cleaned those up in the second half and did a better job.
You obviously thought a lot of Davis when you bring a true freshman quarterback in and he earns the starting spot right out of the gate. But has he impressed you or exceeded your expectations? And how has he grown from week one to now?
Well, I don't know if he's exceeded my expectations. I don't know that I can say that because I think to most of the guys on the staff, you know, we saw the talent and the intangible factors, you know, that you're looking for in a quarterback right away. Now, he did have to earn the job because it was a neck-and-neck competition, you know, with Jalen Green. And, you know, once he did sort of assume the starting position, you know, I think he's just sort of settled in and improved every week. And, you know, now he's becoming sort of a leader on the offense. And, you know, I've said it a number of times, you know, only because, you know, I had the opportunity to be at North Carolina State with Philip Rivers and coach him his senior year. But, you know, there's a lot of similarities there, and obviously, you know, Rivers is still playing in the league. So, you know, Davis has all the right stuff, and, you know, he should only continue to get better.
Switching sides of the ball, your defense gave up quite a few points in the first half, but what was the adjustment in the second half? I think the only touchdown in the second half is on the, was on the special teams play on the punt return. What was the difference in the second half defensively?
Well, you know, Rhode Island switched quarterbacks, and they went with the Lawson kid, and I thought he really played well for them. And, you know, Rhode Island has weapons now. They've got very talented wide receivers, and, you know, they've got some really good players up front on defense. And so, but I didn't think we played quite as fast early on. You know, the week off, you know, maybe being 5-1, playing a team that has a 1-5 record, but a good football team now. You know, so we didn't start quite as fast defensively, but I give Rhode Island credit. I thought they played very well offensively the first half. Now, the one touchdown drive was on a short field at the end of the second quarter where we muffed a kickoff into the wind. It took kind of a funny bounce. But I think the adjustments at halftime, and I thought the staff did a really good job sort of refocusing and making the changes we needed to make and kind of getting the kids recentered too a little bit. You know, we probably played a little bit more base defense in the second half, and because we had to account for the quarterback, you know, run game. That hurt us a little bit in the first half. You know, mobility, you know, maybe we didn't blitz quite as much. We sort of had all eyes on him. And like you said, we didn't give up any points defensively. In the second half, they did return a punt, you know, for a touchdown. So, you know, we did the things we had to do on that side of the ball. We got it fixed, and, you know, so we got the result that we wanted.
Another tough test on the road on Saturday with a trip to Villanova, and certainly a test for your offensive guys facing the number one ranked run defense in the nation. As you take a look at Villanova, what are some of the keys for you guys to offensively and then also for your defense trying to slow them down?
Yeah, well, they're a good football team, have been for a long time, normally at the top of the conference. And, you know, the defense is excellent, as everyone knows, number one in the country, you know, against the run. And of course we practice against that defense you know, every day with Tony running the defense from Villanova, so we may have a little more familiarity with it than some people do. I think for some people it's probably a pretty big adjustment, because most of the teams in this conference and in the country are four down defenses. You know, I think we've probably worked out a few kinks, but that, you know, it still comes down to they got really, really good players. They play with confidence. They've been in that package for a very long time. You know, they don't give up many yards. They don't give up many points. And so, obviously, you know, that'll be a tremendous challenge. On the other side of the ball, you know, they've had some injuries, obviously, and that have sort of deterred their progress somewhat, but you know, they did sort of pick it up in the second half at JMU when they made the quarterback change. And you know, they're capable because, you know, they've done it in the past and they've got good players and they're getting some guys that have been hurt. So, and then, you know, the special teams always, you know, is the next third of the game, and they've got a tremendous punter and good kicker too. So, you know, it'll be a big challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, Coach Sig, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Rob, thank you.